You're welcome.
Hello.
To the Paragraph Despair. Reboot V3? V4?
Every episode is a reboot. Basically. We're going to really do it this time.
We wanted to take a short year and a half break from just, you know, the grind of putting out 20 podcasts.
I was still recovering from COVID.
Oh, all right. Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Chris. This is... Are you not going to say anything?
Oh, this is Anton. Oh,
the best part about this reboot version of this show is you don't know anything.
No.
You don't know.
I'm a totally different person.
The format. Yes. We're just going to see how it goes. No, but we do have an all new format that I just made up right before we started recording. So don't worry.
Which I know nothing about, and I'm excited.
We're going to have little news, little topical, little main section, little fun thing at the end, and then we're done.
Wow. This is like a dream come true. I don't have to make any decisions or do anything. I just come and enjoy it.
Yeah, and I get to write a show that'll make you laugh, make you cry, make you think.
Whoa.
Make you, I don't know.
That was the whole human experience.
Yeah. That's exactly why we're doing this.
Laugh, cry, and think.
All right, let's get into it. Let's talk about what's new. What's news? What is new news?
Do I have to come up with that?
It's the topic's specifically designed for you.
What's, like, what?
Well, big news. New Zelda game. Yeah. Zelda and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking about it. Like,
what's it really called? I was writing it out, and then I was going to Google the name of the game, and then I thought Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls.
You got one of the words right. Do you know crystal. Which word? No.
Skull.
No.
Kingdom.
You got two of the words right.
The
of the three words of the and kingdom.
Don't mind the motorcycles zooming by on the highway in the background.
I wonder if you can even hear him.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay. You saw it on the little thingamajig.
I think you could just always hear it.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls. It's Kingdom of what?
It's Tears of the Kingdom.
Tears of the Kingdom.
Yes.
Okay. And so what I've heard from you mainly is that it's like Zelda meets Minecraft.
It is.
I've heard of Minecraft.
This is a bold topic.
Minecraft?
Did you have that written in your notes?
Yes. I didn't actually write it down. I had it, like, I thought about it. Yeah, you know, I was like, oh, that's good. I gotta remember.
Oh, yeah, nice.
All right, so what's the game about?
This is a risky move, because this is all I've ever wanted to talk about.
Yeah, well, it's new. It's very topical. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's playing it.
It's like when you go to...
It's our journalistic responsibility.
You go hang out with a kid, and you're like, tell me about what you're into, and they actually do. And
oh,
then
yeah,
you're
then
like,
you
oh,
regret
no.
it?
Yeah, that's what this is going to be. Because I'm gonna just watch your eyes glaze over multiple times.
Yeah.
What's it about? This is just an extension of the last Zelda game,
mm-hmm.
but the last Zelda game came out in 2017. Now it's 2023. 6 years have passed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It took 5 years to make that game.
And this is still on the Switch.
Yep.
You think they'd just wait till the next one?
Well, when the Switch came out, they were aiming to have a console that would last 7 to 10 years.
Okay. Normally, and we're 5 years into that 7 to 10?
2017 is when the Switch came out, so we're about 6 years in.
So it seems like whenever Nintendo releases a new game, Zelda's like one of their big names. They want a big game for the launch.
So
if they're using their second Zelda game that took 5 years now... Are we not getting a new Nintendo console for another 5 years? Because they're probably going to want to release one when the new Nintendo
comes out. One, I have no idea. Anytime people try to predict Nintendo, it's always like... they're going to make Zelda games, they're going to make Mario games, but how they position them and what their angle is, and people are almost always wrong because Nintendo is just like... They're weird. Like,
right.
When... all the other companies were making really powerful consoles. They made the Wii, and it was just out of left field. And the Switch is also out of left field. The Wii
was hugely successful, and so was the
Zelda. Actually, Switch historically has not been one of the major sellers. It's been a major seller, but it's almost like their prestige game. Like,
I mean, I didn't play it really.
Yeah,
and I still won't.
Yeah, you played Breath of the Wild and didn't really like it.
I couldn't get off that dang island.
You might. I wonder if you'd like this one, and I don't know. Because
so what differentiates this from previous Zelda games?
Each Zelda game is a little different from the last one. And Breath of the Wild was probably one of the biggest leaps and departures, and this is an even further departure from that.
Okay.
So it's, if you saw somebody play it, you'd be like, oh, it's just Breath of the Wild again.
Yeah.
But when you get into it, it's crazy how different it is, even though it looks exactly the same.
Okay.
It's also really interesting how little they spoiled of it this time around. And I really enjoy how
surprising it's been. I haven't seen any shots of it. I haven't seen anything. And not that I'm an active looker into those things, but I feel like just through internet articles or things that pop up in my news feed digestion, I kind of see things and like see what certain things about. I had no idea this was coming out. I had no idea what it looks like. I have no idea what the thing is.
Got it. For anybody who's listening, I wouldn't want to spoil anything, but I'll say spoiler alert about game mechanics. I'm going to cover that
because
I think that's the important thing.
I think we're good.
Okay. For my mom listening to this. Maybe.
Maybe our regular five listeners.
Yeah. So the mechanics are the delight of this game. Mm-hmm. And I came into this cold. I had no expectations for what you can even do in it. And one of the biggest introductions is the ability to make things.
Yeah.
And you could make like food in the old game, but it was very prescriptive. Like you had to like, there was only.
Right. You make little, like you throw stuff in a pot and and it comes out.
And it comes out.
And it makes you. Like it gives you certain attributes.
Yes. They still have that. All the things that were in Breath Crafting. Of the Wild are still here. Yeah. But this time you get to take stuff and just stick it together and make robots. And you can make cars. You can make planes.
Really?
You can make boats. And it's not just like, oh, get five things together and it's a boat. You glue the stuff together any way you want, and there's a bunch of simple machines in the game. And it's not like these are hard to get. They realized how crazy fun it is to do this.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. Everywhere you go, they were like encouraging you to just like, hey, go build a car, go build a boat, and just get in it and go. And everything's battery powered, and the batteries run out, so you have to like plan ahead for that. It's crazy how fun it is to do this. Every single shrine is based on these mechanics.
So there's a lot of elements from the previous game still that they reused, but it's just this added feature of creating more things you could use.
Yes.
Okay.
But they give it to you right away at the beginning of the game. They're just like, hey, why don't you make something? And it's so like understated. They're just like, oh, go glue those things together. And you glue it together and you're just like.
Like a real car.
Yes. And you can put a steering wheel on it. You can put fans. There's so many. There's like, I haven't gotten all
How
the simple
that
machines.
How does fit in with the world of like or like the what's it called
Hyrule
No, like the...
So nerdy.
No, like the, conical, like...
The lore?
Yeah, like, how does it fit it? Because, like, there's never cars in any other Zelda game.
There are. So, Zelda's always kind of, like, straddled this futuristic fantasy at the same time.
Yeah.
Especially the more recent games, there's a lot of machinery, and a pattern that they've had in their lore a lot is that Hyrule is, like, a Middle Ages era that occurred after a far... Like, it far in the past was really advanced civilization that left all this technology around. That's like a trope they use a lot in Zelda, which is really neat. Like, you live in this crappy sword and stone world, but you uncover all this ancient technology that's really advanced. And they do the same trope in this game.
Right. So you've been playing this game nonstop since its release, I imagine.
Yeah, I probably put 50 hours in so far.
You stopped going to work. You haven't showered. Your wife has left you. What's your early review for right now?
This is the best video game I've ever played.
Blank. That's just it. That's the statement.
Yes. It doesn't. At no point do I feel there's filler. In most games, it always felt like there's just, the developers got lazy and they needed to fill this world with content, so they just threw something in. I'm 50 hours in. I have not felt that at all.
Okay.
It feels like they came in and said on the whiteboard for how to make this game, they're like, we're just going to go and we're going to just make quintessentially the best video game ever made. And it's just going to be top to bottom quality. We're going to get a bunch of really talented people. And then each person is going to have a lot of pride about each little thing that they do. And they're going to feel really good. And each little detail is going to be a game in itself. It's like, it's like they took 1,000 video games and you're playing 1,000 video games seamlessly jumping from one to the next. Because there's so much, like, the way you move around in this world, the fact that you can make things makes it so that there's just like endlessly infinite number of like ways to come about or go about things.
That sounds really cool. I can't wait to purchase it, try it for 2 hours and then never play it again.
It's $70 and I feel like it's...
And you want to give them more money.
I kind of do. Like,
you just want to donate?
It really feels like they pulled like everybody off of everything and just said, hey, we're going to make the best video game. Just work on this.
What's the general reactions from around the gaming community?
I've avoided... So this is why I kind of want to talk about it, but feel like nobody's talking about it. I've seen videos online talking about the game, but I don't watch them. And I feel like there's just this unspoken thing about people playing Zelda right now, which is like, this is the best thing I've ever played, but I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. I don't want to know anything. Just me going through this is so fun. Maybe people will talk about it in like 3 months from now, but like,
yeah,
I'm not looking for it.
You gotta wait till like everyone heads out of the exits and wants to, you know, like,
I don't think anybody wants to talk about this game right now. They're just enjoying it,
figuring it out.
Yeah. And that's the fun about it.
Well, you haven't even started the story, though.
I haven't. Yeah.
So you've just been building stuff.
I've been building stuff and wandering around and just doing all the minor side quests, which are so fun. They're not just like, go grab this thing. They're like, go solve this person's life problem and do all this crazy stuff. And it feels like each one, the person who designed it, cared about it, and they made it like a real thing, not just some filler thing.
Yeah. Well, that sounds really exciting.
Yeah, and then you go play, it's gonna be boring. I bet you're not gonna like it.
All right, well, we'll head into our next segment. I was gonna take a break, but we don't have any ad sponsors right now. Although we might make some
soon.
So I wanted, for this main segment, I want to just, we're back recording.
Yeah.
One episode. We might even just quit next week and it.
We're doing two episodes today, right? We're doing two.
So it's kind of like a comeback. Like, we're like, it's like a, it's a real comeback story.
Yeah.
And I think, I was like thinking about it. And I was like, this is probably one of the greatest comebacks of all time.
Are you leaning into that joke?
No, no.
Oh.
The Parks and Rec joke. Yeah. No.
That's one of the greatest jokes.
Although it did cross my mind. I thought I would run down my list of top five greatest comebacks.
Okay. All right.
You can react. You can disagree. Or you can just agree.
All right.
Those are your only three options. So we're going to get into my list. Coming in at number five, I'm going to say Martha Stewart.
I wouldn't even put her in the top 50. That's in your top five comebacks?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I haven't been keeping up with her. What's she doing?
She just hangs out with Snoop Dogg.
And, that was like 10 years ago.
She was on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit recently as a 80-year-old woman.
Oh, she's on a cover of a magazine in 2023? Who even looks at magazines anymore?
No one looks at magazines. But my point is that you could go from a... and I guess, you know, you could actually interchange a lot of celebrities in this regard, of celebrities that have been arrested, went to jail, came out, career did not end. Career just kept going.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson, O.J. Simpson, Martha Stewart.
Wesley Snipes is in prison for tax evasion or
and
something.
And everyone loved him. So, number five, you don't agree with her?
I don't.
Number four, Michael Jordan, 1995 season, after he came back from baseball.
Because he won again, right?
Yeah, he won like three. Was it three? Yeah, he did 3-3, I think.
Oh, he did. He won three finals.
I have to double check that. Yeah, played baseball. They won six in the 90s.
And there was baseball in the middle of them.
Yeah, there's two seasons.
And Space Jam in the middle.
Yeah. But to just win a bunch of championships, say, hey, I'm going to retire. I'm going to go play baseball. Not do very well. And then 2 years later, come back and be like, oh, yeah, I'm still the best basketball player ever.
Because he only did farm league baseball, right?
Oh, I think it was. Oh, maybe. Was it the minor league?
I didn't think he made it to the majors, did he?
Oh, I don't know. I did not do any sort of prep for this.
Yeah, I could see if you're Michael Jordan and you're like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to a totally different sport and dominate.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't want people to remember me that way.
or the rumor, the scandal, is that he had to go play baseball.
Because of a contract?
No, they thought that he was, which he is apparently a big gambler, but they've said that
he lost a bet.
He got caught gambling, and instead of face a suspension, since he was the biggest player in the league, they told him to just like step away for 2 years. But I don't know if that ever made sense to me, because wouldn't it have come out eventually? Like, why would they make him go if they're gonna cover it up? Why did they make him leave it all?
Yeah, the whole point of suspensions is to be a deterrent.
Yeah.
The only reason you execute on the suspension is to deter other people from it. It's not like God said you have to follow these laws. Otherwise,
but I think they just like didn't want to like publicly suspend him because he was such a big.
But it doesn't. That's what I'm saying. The whole reason that you follow through on your rules is because you're publicly executing them. So they are a deterrent to other people to not do it. So you don't just like, oh, we have to do this thing legally because it's in the books. You do it because you need it to be public.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't, you would never secretly suspend somebody. It doesn't make any sense.
You're right. All right. Number three.
Conspiracies.
This one, little sleeper. Jason Bateman's career.
Because he was in that one show as a kid, right?
Yeah, he was in that show. I don't know what show it was, but he was in that. And he was also in like Teen Wolf 2.
2 with T-O-O.
Yeah. Which is a very funny movie. And then disappears for 15, 20 years?
He is kind of like a watered down Michael J. Fox.
Right.
That's what they probably
wanted. And then comes back out of nowhere with Arrested Development. Show is amazing. Then has like...
But also not... It didn't really get a lot of notoriety until like later on.
True, but like it was big at the time. Like critically. And like it gave him enough to like go make movies and stuff. And he was, you know, a big movie star.
Yeah.
Still is. Like he's pretty widely... No, I'm just gonna say Jason Bateman, number three.
All right,
Jason Bateman. I feel like that's because where was he for the last that 15, 20 years?
So, I mean, this list is it feels arbitrary.
It is
because I mean,
I literally just grabbed whatever I could think of off the top of my head.
I have some. I have somebody who I'm curious to see if they're on this list.
Well, maybe it's a good point to... do you know any off the top of your head right now that you would put on your list?
Yeah. I forget what his name is, but the guy that was in Everything All Everywhere All at Once who got the Academy Award.
Everywhere All at Once. Oh, you're right.
That was an incredible comeback.
That's true.
He was even...
Short Round.
Yeah, maybe we should learn his name instead of that.
Yeah, that's probably... You're right. But that's what he was known for.
Yeah.
And I'm not looking it up.
But, like, he talked about how he was planning...
Ki-Hoo Kwan.
What is it?
Ki-Hoo Kwan.
Yeah. He was planning on quitting acting.
That's true.
I think he even had quit acted. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was working in behind the scenes. And then Crazy Rich Asians came out, and then he was inspired by it and went on to
just... It's great.
Kind of come out of nowhere.
That's true. Seemingly. And he won the Academy Award.
Yeah.
That's pretty big. That... Yeah, I'd probably...
But Jason Bateman, he's pretty good.
No, yeah, but like he didn't win an Academy Award for coming back to win anything. He just put in 20 years of really good work.
I'm curious what happened with where did Jason Bateman go in the middle there?
No one knows. He was probably off studying, learning.
He came back,
actor, he's covered better than ever.
Head to toe in tattoos.
He got a review for Teen Wolf 2 that destroyed him, and he had to go and train.
Yeah, could be. Maybe I'll look that up later. It's probably that he just was in a lot of things that nobody ever saw.
Probably that, yeah. Well, anyways, we're burning through this list. I probably should come up with 10.
How long are these episodes?
I don't know, but...
I thought you were shooting for, like, 30 minutes or something.
Yeah, we are.
So I think we're...
No, we're good, but, like, for, like, you know, like, the main segment, I feel like we talked more about Zelda than...
Well, we could... I don't know. We're only halfway through this list.
No, there's two more. We're more than halfway.
We're slightly more than... We're three-fifths. But we're
doing a good job stalling right now.
Yeah.
All right, number two... It's pretty... This one's pretty out there, but keep in mind, it's called The Greatest Comebacks.
Yeah.
If I wanted to hear from an asshole, I'd fart.
Oh. I don't... Who came up with that saying, first of all? Because it doesn't even really make logical sense.
Sounds like something my dad would say to be really funny.
Yeah. Like something somebody would say and be like really proud of themselves. Yeah. And everybody's just like, eh. And they feel so clever for that.
I like any kind of like clever comebacks. They never really hold up. No. Like as a standalone thing. It has to be like in the moment. And have to be like,
yeah,
do with what you're like the situation is.
Yeah,
and be clever. To be clever. Have you ever had a really good comeback to something?
I have, but I don't remember them.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I don't. Yeah.
Rarely. Like, there's only, like, but it feels like you're being lifted up in a chair and everybody's so excited about what you just said when, yeah, when you do something like that.
Yeah. That's never happened to you? No one's lifted you up?
No.
The whole baseball team and then they give you high fives?
No. I do post in the work chat,
yeah,
jokes sometimes.
And everyone laughs.
They, it's easy to give an emoji and they'll do it. And I'll just sit. This is so gross. But I'll just keep looking to see, like, did my count go up? Did more people like
that's
it?
Normal.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I've left funny comments on things, and then I'll, like, go back to it and then laugh to myself about it. I was like, oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then, like, I go back and, like, no one really gives a shit.
But, like, I want to bring it back to this number two comeback.
Yeah. Number two.
Did you plan that?
No.
Oh. Well, see, that was a good one. That was a, it's not a comeback. But if I wanted to listen to an asshole, I'd fart.
What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it is it's only half true. Like,
well, if a fart is audible.
Well, yes. Like, if it's audible, sure. But, like, what I'm getting at is, like, there's two parts to it. It's something you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And it also came from a butt.
Yeah.
And it only covers the come from the butt part. It doesn't come from, it doesn't cover the want to hear. Like.
Right. No one wants to hear a fart.
Yeah. Like, when you're, well,
unless you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, like, if you're by yourself at home, is that, like, do you just want to make it as, like, musical as you can?
It's musical?
Well, I mean, like, are you, do you enjoy the,
yeah,
the production? Because maybe it is true.
And it depends on the moment. Like, you're hanging out with your bros and you really want to make them laugh.
When you, I, you know, I was never part of that crowd. Yeah. Like, I don't think that was never funny to the group of friends that I hung out with.
No. My family, though, yeah.
They like fart.
Oh, my God. My dad will just, yep.
And then,
my mom goes, ugh.
Well, she's reinforcing
and
it.
And then now everyone's
it.
Tired of it. No, he's been like he's been doing it for 40 yeah. years. Everyone's mad. I want to see that movie.
But like even
that
when
Darren Aronofsky drama.
Oh, Larry had that movie. It's The Clumps.
All right, should we move on to our number one?
Well, I have one last question about this.
All right.
That the premise that you want to listen to your own fart. Is that where the, does anybody want to listen to it?
No.
I would say that sometimes people do want to fart.
Yeah.
But do they like it because of the sound? Or is it like the Maslow's hierarchy kind of excretion thing that, that get from it?
I don't know. I just don't know. Well, anyways, let's get to our number one.
All right, all right.
I think this is one we can both agree on. It's the Paragraph Despair podcast.
Well, it's very meta that we are in the midst of this comeback.
Yeah. And who knows? We might record these two episodes and stuff for another year.
Because we have that secret episode that we recorded.
Oh, yeah, we recorded, and then we just were too lazy to, like,
upload it. So maybe we'll have three episodes uploaded.
I don't know. Soon. I don't think they'll fit in with the new style.
Okay, we could just drop it. I don't even remember what we talked about.
I don't even know where it is.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right.
Someday when this, like, we're really famous.
Yeah.
Someone will try to find our old laptop in a landfill to get the episode out.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's doing that.
And then who is that guy who bought the Wu-Tang album?
Martin Shkreli.
Yeah, he'll buy it.
Yeah. So
you know that name, but you didn't know.
Well, no, like I sometimes people talk like about, you know, because there's that one radio that can, like, I think I don't know if it is, but I think it does emit like a Beatles song, or is it tries to project it into space, the radio signal,
yeah,
in hopes that another planet can hear it.
Okay, right? Every radio wave goes into space.
Right, right. But I think this one, like, it's like a thing that, like,
are they aiming at something?
They're just throwing it out into space.
Okay.
If you could launch any piece of audio into space, what would it be? It could be an album. It could be a podcast. It could be spoken word.
Maybe like a voicemail that from like a spam person who calls me.
I always think about like, you know, when like you just have all, like, we just have all this stuff.
Yeah.
And like, you ever see the movie Ghost Story? A Ghost Story?
No.
Pretty good little indie movie with Casey Affleck. And
I don't like,
he plays a ghost dressed
supposedly
up.
He's a,
yeah, whatever. Yeah. But like the story is like Casey Affleck is like married or dating I forget her name.
A ghost?
It's Kate Mara's sister. I forget her name.
Oh,
she was in Rooney. Dragon. Yeah, Rooney Mara. So Casey Affleck dies. Spoiler, but it happens in the movie. And then he just kind of hangs around in a ghost costume while like life goes on. But then it starts just.
Is it supposed to be goofy?
No, it's like a serious movie. He's just kind of around. Sheet. He's just kind of like around for a really long time. Yeah, and like. It's just like this shows this progression of time that's very like cyclical, and it goes around like it goes like does a complete wraparound of all human existence and like comes back to that same moment where he's alive. I think. I haven't seen the movie in a long time.
Well,
but like if like things on this planet kind of like are just our objects, like are like a DVD or on the ground, it like becomes like involved with this Earth, and like Earth ages another like, you know, 10,000 years, you know, like in like, you know, maybe society collapse and then reestablish itself, and like they find, I always think it'd be really funny if they find like an old artifact and it's something like, you know, Teen Wolf 2.
Yeah.
It's something like we didn't intend to like send to the future or send to another planet. It's just, it's really bad by today's standards, but like that's just what they get.
Wasn't there that movie when we were kids of like aliens come, but they were influenced by our TV and radio, so they were like really corny?
Oh, wasn't that Coneheads?
It wasn't Coneheads. It was a different, I don't remember the name of it.
But funny idea. Funny concept.
Yeah. I mean, the probability says they are going to find the garbage.
Probably. Because we produce more garbage.
Yeah. It's very rare that we actually make something good. I just see it all the time, too. Like, on Twitter, half of the posts are some scammer trying to be like, oh, you, if you're not renting out a laundromat, what are you doing with your life?
Right.
Like, they're always trying to like get you to do some like.
So in the future, everyone's going to be like really wealthy and have all these side hustles because the only piece of media they're going to find are all these.
Yeah.
Tutorials.
Everybody wants to teach you how to make a low quality thing to turn a buck.
Yeah, I know. And if you want to, like, that's the thing, too, if you're listening to this, if you want to learn more about that, just subscribe, or you can sign up for my 6-week course.
Yeah.
It's only $300.
tired of all the money you spent on that couch that you're not getting money from because nobody sits on it while you're at work?
All right. Last segment for today.
Oh, man.
Okay.
For this episode.
This is going to be called Anton's Advice. This is Anton's Advice. This is
dangerous.
Someone has written into the show and they need advice.
Oh, they must have waited a long time. It's a good thing we're recording this so we can.
Yeah, I don't know who it was, but they just reached out. All right, dear Anton, there's this guy I know who had to put up with having a broken television for a really long time.
Oh.
For almost 8 months.
That sounds rough.
It gets all wiggly and weird. Oh. His fiance and soon-to-be wife says not to buy a new TV because we could just kind of put up with it, I guess. But also, maybe we should buy a new TV. I don't know. Things are a little mixed.
Hmm.
Well, anyways, this person went out and bought a TV.
Yeah.
Without telling her. Was this a mistake? Sincerely, listener.
You know, I don't think so. I think what keeps a relationship going is the fact that it has little breaks in it.
Yeah.
That, like, it gets cuts and it heals stronger.
Right.
It's almost like...
So you're saying this person actually probably did a good thing.
Yeah. I think you actively should try to bring your relationship as close to the brink as possible.
Yeah.
And then repair it, because the repairing's the good part.
Yeah.
So
this... And the listener also wants to know, you know, it's a 65-inch QLED TV. It's really nice. I don't know. It's really cool.
I mean, yeah, it's cool that they put that in the postscript.
Yeah. Yeah.
This... Yeah, I think the listener and their fiance are going to really enjoy the TV. This happens a lot in my relationships. Like, we'll get something.
You bought a Roomba.
I'm the begrudging person, and then we get it, and then I'm like, okay. Like, the movie Beethoven. Mm-hmm. The dad didn't want the dog.
Right. But then really now he loves the dog.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess our listener, you did a good thing.
Yeah.
And you're kind of a hero, really, if you think about it.
I'd say.
All right. That's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Do we have a good closing song? I think
I don't know. We're just going to loop it at the end, but I think you just have to say goodbye and then kind of like zone out.
Goodbye, and it kind of zones out.
See ya.